Oh, you can't dance to it, Laura, can you?
That's John Heisman's Colosseum, in theory, and John Heisman's Condensed History of Mankind. He's been reading the wrong books, I think. This is a solo from Dave Kelly of John Denver's Blues Band, and it's also featured on his LP, Keep It in the Family, on which his sister Joanne O'Kelly appears. And this particular song is called Hard Times, Woo. John Denver's Blues Band. Well, it's not, in fact, it's just Dave Kelly by himself with Hard Times, which, as I say, is also on his LP, Keep It in the Family. I've been asked to play a request for the squatters of Audrey Road and Woodlands Road in Ilford, who may get by with a little help from their friends on Monday and Tuesday, and it's perhaps the appropriately titled Better Watch Out from the Canadian group who are playing in this country at the moment, called the McKenna-Mendelssohn Mainline, and it's their first single. So this is the squatters in Audrey Road, Woodlands Road in Ilford, and I hope they're listening. About to come.
I'm gonna lose my mind. All right.
A bit good, that is a good record for leaping about, I think. The McKenna Mendels keep on chugling, as they say, I understand, and kick out the jams, chaps, as we say in velvet trouser circles. And that was the McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline with Better Watch Out. That's a good record, actually. I like it. And they have an LP forthcoming, which is called Stink. I'm not quite sure why. And if they've got one of the tracks on it that they told me that they were going to have on it, then it's not going to appear in your local record shop, that's for sure. Anyway, it's time for Imrat Khan again, and this time he's playing the Surbahar solo, and this is really amazing, so listen to it very closely if you would. This is Raag Tori, Imrat Khan.
Thank you.
Imrat Khan, and there was a Sobahar solo, Rag Tori, really amazing. And incidentally, if you want an Imrat Khan record, and after hearing those things, I assume you might well do that, number 10 in the Music from India series is by Imrat Khan, playing sitar and Sobahar, and should be good. The Mothers of Invention now, rather marked contrast, as a matter of fact. This is Mr. Green Jeans from the non-existent film Uncle Meat. Mr. Green Jeans from Uncle Meat, the LP from the Mothers of Invention, and the English LP, I'm not sure whether it has the booklet in it or not. I've got some English booklets which are different from the American ones. The American ones have some drawings in by Don Vliet, and who designed something for them called Fast and Bulbous Jelly, and Don Vliet will be known to a great number of you, of course, as Captain Beefheart, but they don't seem to be in the English booklet, which doesn't seem to be in the record I've got anyway, but there you are. One of these days, if you're very good, I'll read you out the scenario, if that's what it's called. Does it mean what I think it means, of Uncle Meat? And very curious it is too. I hope they make a film of it ultimately. These are the pretty things. Sorry, groans in there. And this is called Marilyn.
What you do yesterday?
Those are the pretty things with a song that you may have guessed was in fact called Marilyn. And the other day I went to Hemel Hempstead with Junior's Eyes and Hard Meat and Simon Stable and Clockwork Nicholas. And so this is for all the people who were there that particular evening. It's Blossom Toes from the LP, If Only for a Moment, and it's called The Kiss of Confusion. No particular significance in the title, really, I suppose. There might be, though, you never know. Go away and analyse it.
Tell me, where is a man with his head in his hands, and he cries as he dies, as he stands. So whoever is making score, one more, one more, one.
Blossom Toes from the LP, which is called If Only for a Moment, and that was The Kiss of Confusion, you see. This is regrettably the last number from John Heisman's Coliseum, but they will unquestionably be back again at the earliest possible convenience. This one is called February's Valentine, and is, of course, as you might have guessed, part of the Valentine Suite all over again, Coliseum. Thank you. forget to go along at the first opportunity and scream at Dick Hextall Smith. That's John Heisman's Coliseum. I think we'll stop calling them John Heisman's Coliseum, just call Coliseum, because we should be getting away from things like that. That's called February's Valentine, because there used to be Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, if you remember. Not the same group, but I mean, people used to call them that. It's very complicated. Nobody knows what wassa wassa means, but we are of the opinion that it's probably foreign for something incredibly rude. But it is the title of the Edgar Broughton Band LP, and here is a track from it for you. And it's called Love in the Rain, wassa wassa, probably. Wassa Wassa, the LP, the band, the Edgar Broughton Band, and that was called Love in the Rain. And apparently they did amazing business at Mother's earlier in the week in Birmingham and brought the house down, or something, as they say, as did, in fact, the Liverpool scene last night. And in case you've not heard the Liverpool scene lately, you should definitely go along and see them, because they're playing very well. And if you want to hear some very good and imaginative bass playing, listen to Percy Jones, because he does some very good things. This is the John Denver Blues Band, and their last number for this afternoon, this evening. Is it? Yeah, I suppose it's this evening. And it's an instrumental that was originally done by Jelly Roll Morton in 1926, a very good year, in fact. And it's the Jungle Blues. That's a John Dummer blues band with additional instrumental accompaniment there on the Jungle Blues. I'm sorry, John Dummer's blues band, if you're listening to that, for messing that up, but there you are. I was rocking away in here, you see. This is Johnny Winter, and this we played as an album track a few weeks ago, and it's now released as a single in a slightly truncated version. And it's called I'm Yours and I'm Hers. Oh, I'm doing it as well.
Thank you.
Sounds a lot better when I don't mess it up, actually. That's Johnny Winter, and I'm Yours and I'm Hers, which was released as a single, and this is the last number on this evening's programme from The Pretty Things, and it's called Send You With Loving. Pretty fair single, I think. Send You With Loving from The Pretty Things, and that's the end of this week's Top Gear, which featured John Heisman's Coliseum, Imrat Khan, John Dummer's Blues Band, and The Pretty Things, and it was, of course, produced by John Walters.